Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Race to beat debt default deadline.
Party leaders are aiming to get the bill to the president's desk before Monday.
President Biden falls on stage.
He tripped over a sandbag.
Search for missing an Iowa building collapse.
I'm just hoping they find my dad.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The Senate is working against the Monday default deadline to pass the debt ceiling bill approved by the House, and multiple senators are calling for amendments to the bill.
We will keep working until the job is done.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the chamber will stay in session until it passes legislation that raises the debt ceiling.
Any change to this bill that forces us to send it back to the House would be entirely unacceptable. It would almost guarantee default.
The deal the House passed last night is a promising step toward fiscal sanity.
The Senate's top Republican voiced his support for the compromise legislation. Party leaders are aiming to get the bill to the president's desk before Monday. That's when the Treasury Department says the government will run out of money. Skyler Henry, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
President Biden falls on stage at the Air Force Academy commencement ceremony in Colorado Springs. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president told Air Force cadets and their families that U.S. support for Ukraine will not waver.
We've always stand up for democracies, always.
Mr. Biden stood and saluted more than 900 cadets until the last diploma was distributed. But as he went to return to his seat, Mr. Biden took a spill. He tripped on a sandbag. Assisted by Secret Service agents, the 80-year-old president returned to his feet and jogged off stage. His aides say he's fine. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Just days before Sunday's apartment building collapse in Davenport, Iowa, a structural engineer report indicated a wall was in imminent risk of crumbling. Officials say they relied on the engineer's assurances that the building remained safe and residents were allowed to stay inside the building. Three people are still missing, including Brandon Colvin Jr.'s father.
I've been trying my hardest not to think about it so I don't break down and cry.
They're sweating in usually cooler New England as temperatures have climbed into the upper 80s and low 90s today. Meantime, Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen says a tropical depression is raising concerns to the south.
It's sitting in the Gulf of Mexico, has some good development now with showers, thunderstorms. It is beginning to intensify, and there is now a 70% chance that this could turn into at least a subtropical, if not full tropical system as we go through the next 24 to 48 hours.
Stocks end higher on Wall Street. The Dow closes up 153 points. The Nasdaq jumped 166, S&P 500 up 41. Now this.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Federal health officials are urging those hungry to lose weight to steer clear of off-brand weight loss drugs. CBS's Alexander Tin.
The FDA now warns that some pharmacies are trying to sell off-brand versions using so-called salt forms of the drug's key semaglutide ingredient. That's a change the FDA warns could be ineffective for weight loss or pose safety risks to patients.
Protests earlier today in some Florida cities.
Arriba Mexico, paisano!
In Fort Myers, hundreds marched along U.S. Highway 41 to protest the state's new law that makes it harder to hire undocumented workers. Some businesses have been forced to close. Former Playboy model Victoria Valentino is suing Bill Cosby, accusing him of drugging and sexually assaulting her in his home in 1969. A Cosby spokesperson says the lawsuit lacks any proof or facts. The Scripps National Spelling Bee Finals are tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on ION. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Health concerns are being raised about a popular artificial sweetener. CBS's Jim Krasula.
A chemical found in sucralose, which is sold under the trade name Splenda, damages and alters DNA. That's according to researchers at North Carolina State University and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The study raises questions about how the artificial sweetener may cause health problems.
There is good news for prospective graduate students beginning in September. The graduate record exam, which that's the test that students have to pass in order to get into many grad schools, will take about half the time it now takes. Rohit Sharma with the Educational Testing Service, administrator of the GRE.
When shortening the test, we had two things in mind. One, we wanted to reduce the burden on the test taker, i.e. the student. And two, we wanted to make sure that we are doing that without compromising the integrity of the test.
The exam will take less than 2 hours.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Sweden is close to becoming Europe's first smoke-free country, CBS's Ian Lee.
The country is on the verge of declaring itself smoke-free. That's when less than 5% of Swedes smoke daily.
And I don't like the smell. I want to take care of my body.
But it's not just healthy living that's snuffing out smoking.
You are not allowed to smoke inside or even at outdoor terraces, on restaurants and pubs.
Health experts say while it's important to offer smokers less harmful alternatives, the goal remains the same.
We have to have not only a smoke-free, but a tobacco-free and nicotine-free society.
Ian Lee, CBS News.
On this first day of Pride Month, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the U.S. reaffirms its unyielding commitment to defend the human rights of the LGBTQI plus community worldwide. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, June 1st, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.